Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hey, Garrett, this is Aman.
Hey, how you doing, Aman?
Good
you never call
you.
Me. I was thrown off there for a second. I'm like, wait a minute now.
You've been doing okay?
Yeah, man. How have you been doing? I haven't seen you since Vegas.
I know, shoot, man. Zuby's been making me work hard, so.
Yeah, they got you back at it.
Yeah, so I've been working. The Garrett reason I'm calling, we build other website on the Shopify.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna need a link so we can put that.
You wanna put our loose inventory on your website?
Yes, please.
Let's see here. I should be able to send that right over to you. And now there's a couple things you can do. You can either leave it. I don't know. It all depends on what people are doing in your area. But you can put your prices on there if you want, your retail markups. Or you can leave it blank. I have a lot of people that just leave it blank because then it generates a phone call. But if your competition is doing a price, then I don't know. With the validity, how volatile prices are in the market right now, I would just leave it blank.
Okay.
But let me see here. RDI. Well, I don't need to keep you. What I'll do is I'll email that link over to you. Do you want it sent to you, or do you have a web developer that you want me to send it to?
Well, you can send it to me, and I will forward it to him.
All right, perfect. What else is good? What else is new?
Well, it's still living in Texas, so.
Still life in Texas. How have you you probably see a lot more of the back end numbers. How's lab grown versus natural?
Lab is easy to sell them because of the price point.
Yeah.
I'm not really crazy about it, but the problem is the young generation, they don't want to spend money on natural. They want to easy out, so, $3,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
Yeah.
So
it makes it tough to make money, though, right?
Well, you guys carry lab or no?
We do, but, the ship has kind of sailed, so, I think we're even looking to reduce our costs again. We're about 98, 99 back. We go toe-to-toe with everybody else in the industry. It's all the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough, because they dropped in the price like a crazy.
Well, we're going to drop again here in
I understand, but the problem is, you're in the business to make money, not
right.
Just being a
Right, and not the race to the bottom. I agree with you. Listen, I'm a commission salesperson. I make the same percent on natural that I do lab, and let me tell you, lab grown is a killer. There will be vendors that you can't call next year because they went heavy into lab, and where you can put a three. I mean, I've been talking to customers that put 5-6 time markup on lab grown.
Yeah, but
I can't do that.
I'm in the San Antonio. But we told you we opened a store in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And there's a diamond guy on the radio. He's saying, he talked about these lab grown. He said, these people are ripping you guys off because if the lab grown is only, $200-$300 and they're charging you $4,000-$5,000.
Right. And that's, when the public becomes aware of that, there's going to be backlash, but I think you're also going to have kids go, well, then why am I buying lab-grown? I'm going to buy natural instead. Or, and I've already seen this happen, where, kids that clearly couldn't afford a 4-carat DVVS1 oval, she's walking around with that on her hand, and now the guy feels diminished because everybody's going to know it's not a real diamond.
Well, that's the problem. But I think that Gen Z, the young generation, is not care about that part.
Right. Not yet. They will.
They're doing okay at the Samuel, but I don't have that much luck on the San Antonio. I need to get to that point, but your buddy Zubair don't let me you know, he keeps selling those goddamn $200, $300, $100 stuff. I told him we need to make a bigger items and make, you know, more exclusive stores.
Yeah.
You can sell the smaller items at the kiosk, but I don't know.
I'm with you. It's you know, and here's what, it's going to sound funny. Here's what a lot of my successful jewelry stores have been doing. They've been selling larger naturals, but they own larger naturals. I mean, Zubair and Ali, they've sold a number of larger ones with me, but the problem I have is they want to pay and put layaway. They don't want to pay up front, so then it drags the payments out and makes it difficult.
Quartus people don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
San Antonio is a bigger market.
Oh, yeah, San Antonio. You got a lot of money in San Antonio.
But I don't have that much luck with that, and I need to change. Hopefully by next year, you know, I'll get more involved, and I wanted to change that attitude, and I wanted to, you know, catch more customer for the diamond, which is either way, lab or the natural. But I think, because I've seen one guy, I don't know you do business with him or not, Stone Oak a Diamond or Stone Oak something.
No, I'm not familiar with the name. Are they in your area?
Well, they're not in my exactly, but they're like a 20, 30 mile away. But they got two showcases with the diamonds, earrings, and loose diamonds. And that's all they sell, $30,000, $20,000, $50,000, $10,000, $20,000, you know. And
you think Stone Oak?
Yeah.
Stone Oak, okay. Yeah, I know, I just Googled them. I don't know the store, but they do bigger stuff. That's their clientele. That's what they... Well, they carry Tag. They carry... all right, yeah, I see their store. Yeah, and it's funny, it's not a big store.
No, it's a very small store, but he have a three or four guy in the back.
Yeah.
And he got two guys in the designing.
Yeah.
If you're not making money,
you can't afford... No, you can't afford that. And that's actually funny. You're absolutely right. If you see a lot of staff, you got to be making money or you can't afford it. People are more expensive than the showcases.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's why the store, if you're looking at it, I mean, the store is not that big. I mean, it's a very small store. And, you know, Zubair made me spend all that money building those damn fancy stores. But I need the money.
Yeah. They got to return. They got to turn on invest. All right. Yeah, they got to produce.
Yeah, but he want to keep selling the goddamn hollow chain, so.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this then, Aman. What does your natural inventory look like? Like, do you have what you need enough? Because I guarantee you this Stone Oak guy, he has a collection. He has a collection of pieces. He is operating off of memo. Everyone operates off of memo. But I bet you he's got larger basics. Are you, like, I remember selling... Go ahead.
No.
Oh, what I was saying is, and this is kind of a different world, right? Where, like, you know, all right, Garrett, I need a 2-carat FVS2. I need it here tomorrow. Customer will come back, and then I send the diamond, and the customer never comes back. I'm not saying this is like what happens with Ali and Zubair. I'm saying this is what I'm experiencing. The memo side of things is getting harder and harder to have what the customer needs. And like you said, the Gen Z guy, he might want that lab grown, but mm-hmm. I guarantee you, if you don't have something to show him in natural, your chances of selling him are next to nothing, because he'll leave your store and then go, yeah, I'll be back, and then go directly across the aisle into another store and never go back. You know, so a lot of the stores that I've seen successful, like this Stone Oak character, you know, they own basic inventory that's supplemented with long-term memo. That's the only way we've been able to capture that customer. Like, unless you have a book of loyal customers and you're doing a lot of upgrades and things like that, which that's an aging that's an aging clientele as well. They're not, you know, they might have already bought everything that they've wanted, and they're not buying and looking bigger.
Well, we're in the new market in San Antonio, but the mall is good mall.
Yo, it's a phenomenal mall. Your son still managing that corner?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, I know what it's like. I know. Listen, I work in a family business. I get it.
I can't fire this under a gun.
Well, I get it. But, you know, I'll never forget when I went to meet him. He told me, I can't sell natural. And I went, well, there's your first problem. You know what I mean? Like I get it. I get the struggle, but you gotta have the fire in your belly. You gotta wanna.
I need to send him. I think I need to send him over there to New York to you, so that way
we can whip him into shape.
You can shape him up because. That's,
well, it's all. I train staff here, and you know I always tell people like. It's a $40 billion industry, right? The money's out there. But I understand when you're tied to a single location, it's tough. You're looking out the same window every day thinking, where the hell is my clients? Well, you got to get aggressive with the people that are walking in. And not aggressive, but just say, listen, he said that a lot of people come in and buy chains. And I'm like, the guys that buy chains have to get engaged too, maybe multiple times if you're lucky.
Problem with him, he said, if I'm going to have to work just like you done it before, so what's the use for you to be working for us? You know, I don't want to work too hard like you have.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Well, that's the younger generation in a nutshell, though.
Right?
Yeah. But I get it, too. Like, a lot of second, third generation, but I mean, I know your story, Amon. I mean, I don't think even on his hardest day is half as hard as you've had it. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, we made it for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get it. But the thing is, he need to understand, he need to work on that to, you know, if I bring that much. So I explained it to them. I told him I started with a 99-cent lipstick. So
yeah.
I went up from $99 to $1,000. So you and your Uncle Zubair need to go from $1,000 to $10,000.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I don't want you to keep doing what I've done in the past. Because
right.
I started. But you guys need to bring me, you know, $1,000 and up.
So we can do that. And with the right partners, like, I can help you build that. I can help you, because that's inventory, but it is also behind the case, right? You got to have the right person behind the case.
I hired couple of people. They hire a lady. She's in her 50s, and she worked in the New York diamond market, and she worked in the San Antonio for, you know, Zales and all those branded people.
Yeah.
So she started working for me last week, and I asked her, I want her to sell diamonds. And my question to you, because I know how we can keep the samples in, you know, in the store, to because, you know.
Hey, she's saying, I would love to sell sell diamonds. I just don't have them here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I
don't
have no samples to show. And when you tell the customer, I can get it for you tomorrow or the next day.
No, they just keep shopping.
They say, we'll be back.
Yeah,
so,
and then the B-backs never come back. So what I can tell you, and I got to, because, you know, let me see here real quick. Let me pull it up. We've sold a number of bigger pieces at Samuels, right? We've sold a 3-carat pear, a 4-carat emerald, a 3-carat radiant. But the problem is that the pay flow, because you guys get paid slow. I understand how that works. How you keep inventory in your San Antonio store, this is our RDI Select partnership. You buy inventory, and I match that in long term. So let's say, typically speaking, $50,000 investment is matched with $50,000 in long-term memo. Now, what that looks like is I'm giving you $50,000 in asset, that is bread and butter, half carat to 2 carat loose rounds and fancies, which actually goes a lot farther because diamonds are the cheapest they've been in years, right? But that other 50 grand is out of my pocket, where I go, all right, what do you want to do with it? Do you want 50 grand split up between finished goods and lab-grown so that you don't have to buy lab-grown or pay somebody else to memo it there? Do you want me to give you ramps of studs? Do you want me to give you big signature pieces that you can show off but don't want to own, like big rings with yellow diamonds in the middle or big Riviera necklaces or tennis bracelets? That you get to decide, but then I park that there long-term. So you're buying your asset loose from me,
because,
which...
Yeah. Oh, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
What did he say? Thank you, or he said, fuck you?
Thank you.
Huh?
He said thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because he was all pissed off yesterday.
Well, now
oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So what I was saying is, as you're investing in what you already sell and what you need, and it's bread and butter goods. It's half carat to 2 carat, and it's, you know, it's based off of what you've sold in the past. But that as the my skin in the game is my commitment on the long-term memo portion. So if you have somebody that's in the industry dying to sell diamonds for you, but you don't have any diamonds, that's half of the equation, right? You need the diamonds, but you also need the person. And it sounds like you already have the person, and that's actually the harder part.
That's the first.
You just got to get her good.
She's committed, and she's experienced with that.
And that's in San Antonio.
She's in San Antonio, so she just started working for me last week.
Okay.
And I'm hoping she says she'd be working for me for a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, I need to give her the goods, but I can't afford them. That's
right.
The problem. Because right now, last 6 months, Garrett, I don't know what, I never got through that situation in my life, you know, even back in 2008 or 9.
Right, when everything went crazy with the real estate and the bubble and,
But people right now don't have no freaking money.
Yeah.
We went from $1.5 million to like a $300,000-$400,000 total sale.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's very
In all the locations?
All the locations. So the problem is, you know, people don't have no money.
Yeah. The money's out there. The money's in San Antonio is the thing.
Yeah,
but
money is there. The problem is, you know, I work because my son takes Monday off. And I work for him, you know, on Monday. And all day, nobody walks in.
On that, in the mall location.
Yeah, and there's the people. And it's not only me, and it's everybody, you know, people. And then, look, I'm sure you've been there to that mall.
I went and visited. Yeah, I went and saw. It's a beautiful corner location. Everybody has to walk by it.
Yeah, so it's one of the best malls in the San Antonio. After La Cantera, North Star Mall is the top one in the San Antonio.
Yeah.
And we pay. I've done top dollar rent there. But the problem is, you know, we need your help to see, well, what about if we can just buy some generic and keep that in there? That won't work because it's still, you know, I'll get you tomorrow. So if somebody want to take it today, it won't happen, right?
Well, what are your thoughts on that, though? Is 50 grand out of the realm of reason? For an asset,
if we do
50 grand, 30, 60, 90, 120. The problem I have, Amon, is I got to get rid of these other balances from Samuel's location.
Yeah.
So if we could pay that down, and again, I get it, though. I'm flexible. I work with you guys. But it makes it a little bit tricky because, like you said, not everybody has 50 grand that they're just looking to plop down onto a 4-carat emerald. They make payments to you, and then that makes you slow. You know, yeah. Like you are the bank.
Yeah. Well,
I know what that feels like.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I used to have pretty good, but see, and lately it's been very tough. And
yeah.
I told the bear, let me handle this table because, you know, he write posted his checks, and we don't have no money.
Right.
How are you going to pay it? So
yeah.
I never got to that situation. You know, my check never bounced if I write a check.
Right.
And
I don't think you've ever given me a check that's been bad. Like, everything has gone through, but I get what you're saying.
No, I mean, the thing is, I never get to that situation. But problem is, you know, the sale went down from, you know, $1 million to $300,000-$400,000, and that hurt.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
no, that's huge. That's absolutely huge. And listen, misery loves company. Not to,
hold on one second.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, well, hold on one second.
No problem. Did you call Jason back? If you want, call him from RDI.
Okay, Gary.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sorry about that. You called for a simple solution, and I started talking your ear off. But I get that drop in business is a real gut punch. It messes with your cash flow. It messes with everything. And you're not alone. Like, there's a lot of people that I'm talking to right now. You know, cash flow one way or the other, whether or not they're doing a lot of gold. You know, and that I'm like, okay, what. That might mess up your cash flow, but it's also profit that you're making. It might not be gobs of money, but you're buying and selling a lot of gold. You know.
No, but see the thing, Gary. I had diversified business, which is hotels.
Yeah. I stayed in the window when I came
year,
to Corpus.
But the problem is this year at the hotels, two of the busy weekend, they scare people with a hurricane and people run away.
Oh shit.
And then half of the people, it got dropped like a 25% to 30% drop in the revenue. You know, so what we used to help each other in the summer, hotels would do very good. And then in the winter and Christmas time, you know, jewelry does very good. So it helped each other. So whatever you know, check the bear give, we will take care of it, get money from wherever the money is.
Right.
But now there's no money in the both ends.
Right, because the hurricanes.
Yep.
What a mess. What a mess. Did you guys get any weather from that, or did they just scare people away?
No, it just scared people away. I went to Houston and Louisiana last time.
Yeah.
So we didn't get nothing in this area, but they scared the hell out. First they say in New Mexico, then they say Brownsville, then they say it's going to be Corpus, then they say, no, it's going to be Rockport, Victoria. Then it went up to Louisiana and, you know, and we lost all that business for 2 weeks.
Right. And then two busy weeks, bad timing.
Yep.
Well, you've got a partner here, Aman. Neither you nor I are going anywhere, right? We'll weather the storm, no pun intended. We will get through it.
We'll hopefully get through with this. But my question was, you know, to get in those samples, you think just to put a generic diamond in there?
What do you mean by generic? You think like a CZ?
Yeah.
Well, you could, but then you are in the same situation because, you know, it's funny. I'm training one of my reps right now to play with diamonds because it's funny when you sit them down with a diamond paper and a tweezers, they get real nervous. And we have a buying event next weekend, and I want her to be ready. So I was like, all right, just play with the CZ and toss it around in some tweezers. The CZ looks colorless and fake. You know what I mean? The problem with that is, yes, people sell off of brass and glass. That means stainless steel or sterling mountings with CZ centers, people sell off of that all day. But you could fill your case with 300 rings, and it still doesn't change the problem, which is come back tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the issue because if you don't have it, then they're never going to come back.
Right. Or you lose it. See, this is the problem. It's like fishing, right? Like, you know, people, I've talked to some stores that think that they have a 90% sell-through, and I'm like, that's because you're not paying attention to what you actually lose, and you don't want to admit that you actually lose. Well, all of my customers come back. No, they don't. You know, I know that because I've supplied diamonds, and you've told me the customer never came back. So either you're lying to me, or...
That's 90% people don't come back.
Right, exactly. So... it's that initial, the power is in when you're in the store. And I'm not saying own one of everything because I can't even own one of everything. And I've got 8,000 loose stones and 3 full-time employees looking for stuff that I don't have. But it's owning the rights. Because like even if you show them a 2-carat and it's not the 2-carat they want, you still show them a 2-carat and you've instilled that faith that, okay, well, maybe – you know, I'm down the path now. I've placed that 2-carat on a semi-mount. They're looking at them together. All right, well, that one I can't really afford, but that's what I do want. I want it in maybe a lower quality. Okay, come back tomorrow. I'll have it ready. But this is the ring you want. Yep, that's the ring I want. Perfect. I'll get the diamond that you need. The conversation's different. If you just come in and you go, hey, I want a 2-carat, and you pull out a 2-carat CZ and go, here's the CZ, it's too far from what they're actually going to end up buying. They're going to keep shopping. Going to keep shopping. So, unfortunately, and again, like, even for us, Aman, the game has changed. I was just joking earlier with a guy, lab groans, $750 lab groans that are, you know, stupid cheap. Like I can't make money, and I won't be here next year if that's all I'm selling. I have to sell natural, right?
Yep.
So the only way that and that's why we call it RDI Selects Partnerships. It's not even a program, it's a partnership. We're helping people weather the storm, and while you have to put skin in the game, and that's 4 payments that split up 50 grand or more, like I'm now putting my inventory long-term so that you're not paying shipping back and forth, and you're not missing out on an opportunity because now it's not just, all right, let me buy my 0.5-carat to 2-carat from Garrett, I'm going to get whatever he has left over and then hopefully get some more goods on top of that. I'm getting you the goods that you sell, but also the goods that you need to help you sell, which is either those basics in duplicity, meaning a good, better, best in the same carat weight so that you actually have something to show at the counter. Or if you've got that covered, I supplement it with finished goods or big pieces that you don't want to, like a $40,000 ring that you might be able to sell during the holiday season that you don't want to buy because it's not what you need, right? That's what we supplement it with. So,
yeah.
But that's kind of a, unfortunately, nothing in life is free, and that's the only way that I can do what we do.
Let's see. Hopefully, right now, I'm still hoping we do some business this next 2 months.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Are you coming anytime soon to Texas? Or
I won't be down in Texas. I'm pretty tied up, but I know this is short notice. What are you doing next weekend? I've got room in my hotel up here. You want to come stay with me? We got our event going on up here next weekend.
I think I saw that. Are you guys going to have that convention there, or what is it?
Yeah, so what we do is, and again, please, I hope you're not insulted that I didn't invite you. It's always an open invite. I did tell Ali and Zubair three times a year, once in the spring, twice in the fall, we do buying events here at our facility. But it's not just a buying event. It's team clinics. So I have stores from all over the country come. We just did one in the first week of October. It was a bit of a smaller group, but they loved it. I had a guy fly in from Seattle, a client of mine, that he's RJO, IJO. He used to sell wholesale. He used to be pretty much me. He used to sell diamonds. So he gets both sides of the situation. He said it was the best by way of clinics and education that he's ever seen. So we had guest speakers come. Like I had Larry Johnson here. Next weekend we'll have Abe Sherman here. He's part of Big. I don't know if you've ever heard of Big.
Mm-hmm.
It's data. Like,
yeah.
He could tell you what the number one selling diamond is in the country today. You know, it's kind of crazy. Do you guys use, like, the Edge Report or anything like that? The Edge software?
We use it Logic Made, not Edge.
Okay. And then we have Podium here as well. I don't know if you're familiar with Podium.
Yeah, I think it was the bear had that Podium. I don't know if he's still using that or not.
Yeah.
I saw him doing that Podium.
Yeah, so they're partners of ours too, and they come. So,
Listen,
if you wanted to make the trip, I'll put you up. You won't pay for a single hotel room up here. We'll put you up both nights, you know, and we can, even reimburse your travel if you end up buying into Select. But
no, I'll take you next time, but let me get
spring.
These things.
Springtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get you in.
Well, here's what we're starting with. The reason you actually called, let me get you that link. I'll have it over to you in a minute. You can embed our inventory on your website. But if you can help me, Aman, help me get that bill down from Samuels so that when you do need me come, you know, next weekend, because, my gosh, it's already going to be November soon, we're not held up at all.
Yeah, let me, because like I said, I mean, it's been very tough.
I get you.
I took over and we will, you know, like I said, we will take care of it.
Yeah, no, I'm not concerned. I'm just looking at, like, again, it's you have a partner here, Aman. So, I've got your back here. And it's not a matter of whether or not we take care of it. I'm not concerned about that. I want to make sure that everything keeps moving. And what's interesting about them, I mean, it's tough when we get checks that are like $2,000 or $3,000. If we get like $5,000 or $6,000 every week to pay that down, they don't care. If they see money coming, we keep pushing money out. Money comes, money goes out. But, you know, if it gets held up a couple weeks and they're like, hey, we'd like a check before we send something. Like, Lenny is, like, the sweetest guy. I don't know. Maybe you'll get to meet him someday. But he is the absolute worst person to put on collecting money. He's just way too nice. But I know we'll get through it. We'll get there.
But that's what I'm saying. So we're working. Let's see. I took all that payable from Zubair to, you know, control myself.
Okay.
And we're working toward it. So we're going to minimize most of people. He done too many he got too many vendors. So that's
okay.
the problem.
Yeah.
So send in $1,000 or $2,000 to every vendor, and when you have a 30 to 40 vendors, $2,000 not gonna make any dent, but at the end of the day you're looking at $60,000.
Right. It's a lot of money going out, but it's not getting everything paid down.
It's not getting, so I'm gonna minimize hopefully end of this year, so we're gonna minimize and we're just gonna keep a basic, you know, vendors we need. We're not going to buy from everybody.
Right. Well, listen, I'm the most aggressive with terms. I'm super fair on pricing. I hope you don't fire me.
No, we'll work with you.
I appreciate it, Ivan. I really do. Thank you. let's start with this link. I'll get that over to you right now, okay?
Okay. Thank
you,
Gary.
Hey, it's good talking to you. Hey, listen, do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
All right, let me give you my cell phone number. Because if you ever need me, I'm always available for you, and I'm not always at my desk. I'm just happy you caught me. But I'm always on my phone. So if you ever need me, weekends or whatever, I'm constantly working. I'm like you guys.
Okay.
My number is
585-356. Okay.
2218. Throw me in your phone, and if you ever need anything, call or text.
But that's what I'm saying. I have that location, and I got the people, and I wanted to get to that diamond side, the loose diamond and all that.
Yep.
And hopefully we get somewhere with it. So
we'll
work on it next year.
All right. Yeah, we'll get there. And listen, I want to be able to help you this holiday season too. So I just can't believe it's already November. Like, I mean, I know we got another week, but – It's coming, so hopefully you get some good shots in the arm and people come in and drop bags of money on your counter, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. I'm here for you, man. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.